The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska visits Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions would be good.
I'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty, in Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing, Leo?
I'm doing fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Not a bad day in Florida, if you know what I mean. Coach, probably the least recognizable coach on any college football staff is the strength and conditioning coach. On a scale of 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how important is the strength and conditioning program to staying or becoming successful on the field?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm learning more about that all the time, and right now the way I think, it's a 10. It's really important. I don't know if it's at least a 7. You know, when you talk about coordinators and the football part of it, but that guy would be in that discussion up as a very important figure in your program.
Coach, I know Nebraska was the leader when we talked about it. Off-season conditioning, but as late as the 1990s, players never lifted in season. Has that philosophy changed in 2017?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have we've had many discussions about that, but they do lift during the season. It's modified according to what would be probably for some a maintenance program, and for others a continued growth program, depending on where they are in their development.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Good questions, Leo. Thanks.
Your next question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Morning, Coach. Thanks for taking the time.
I just
wanted to ask about the recruiting of J.D. Spielman. What went into the process to get him out of Minnesota?
Oh, great story. His uncle, Chris Spielman, showed me a video when I was doing helping ESPN with a national championship broadcast a couple of years ago. And
sure.
He said, hey, I want you to look at my nephew here. And he got his phone out, and we watched some highlights. And that kind of started the process.
Yeah. Great. And then what's been his impact this first year? I know he had the big kick return and a lot of catches at Ohio State. How have you been able to use him, especially in a lot of variety, too?
Oh, he's a terrific team member. JD has a really good football IQ. He's just being a freshman football player. He's a redshirt freshman, but being that, he is poised in the environment that he's in. He doesn't blink with the competition, and then he makes plays. He's got really good ability for what we like in our slot back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's versatile. He's obviously a good receiver, but he's good run after catch. We use him a little bit in our running game, so he gets the ball in his hands without throwing it to him. He's versatile. But I think what separates him to play and be productive as a young player is that he is not fazed by where he is, and he has a good football IQ.
Yeah. Do you remember what national championship game that was?
Gosh, I should. It was one of those – boy, oh, boy, I'm sorry about that. It would have been –
okay.
It would have been his – I guess it would have been his – going into his senior year, because we started the process and got him down there to visit that summer. And then he had his senior year. And it was one of those deals, you know, where they have coaches on a panel and or watching the game with some ESPN folks. And and they ask us to comment as the game goes on. So, but I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry.
Okay. Great. Thanks. I appreciate the time.
Your next question is from Megan Ryan, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. I have another question about J.D. Spielman. I'm just curious, what did you see from him in his redshirt year that maybe hinted at the kind of season he was going to have this year?
Well, he, you know, I think what we saw confirmed what we thought we were going to see. I mean, he has really good athletic ability. He's very, very quick. He's got good speed, and he could catch the ball. Now, we had a little bit of a projecting to do because he was mostly a runner and a defensive back in high school, and we projected him as a slot back receiver for us. So, you know, seeing him as a redshirting player catch the ball, run routes, and make some plays, I think that was all confirmation of what we had hoped to see in him, so that he could get some training and then enter into the competition of playing in the games, which he has obviously done in a big way.
Great, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Andrew Dowdy, Hero Sports.
Good morning, Coach. This will be the first time you play a PJ Fleck coach team, and this might be a hard question to answer depending on your familiarity with him, but I'm still curious on your thoughts. You know, do you know Coach Fleck at all? Do you have any opinion on him? And from what you've seen or heard from others, do you think he's a good fit at Minnesota?
You know, I certainly do. I think he's a good fit. I think that I've been around PJ a couple of times, you know, since I have, and he has entered in. We're both relatively new in the Big Ten. I've watched his teams at Western Michigan from afar, not you know, personally live, but a video film of his teams. And I think what we're seeing is a reflection of the kind of program he runs. The team plays hard. It executes well. They do a nice job of recognizing the ability of players and utilizing them in good ways. It's a well-coached team that plays hard.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Post.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It is going. Wanted to ask you, you're a couple years in Nebraska. What's the transition been like from the Pac coaching in the Pac-12 to the Big Ten? And is there any?
You know, that is. I think people might think that you know, especially older fans probably remember the time where you could stereotype leagues a little bit. The Pac-8 that I knew and the Pac-10, you know, the kind of the basketball on grass, throw the ball around, kind of finesse football. And then the Big Ten was more three downs and a cloud of dust. I don't think you can do that anymore in conferences. I think we see such a wide variety now of different styles in every league. And you can just look at two teams that are really good in our league, Ohio State and Wisconsin, and the difference in how they approach the game. You know, maybe Wisconsin would be more like what people think of prototype Big Ten, but you know, Ohio State's running the spread, and so is Penn State, and so it's just different now than it once was. And I don't think you can really stereotype it like you once were able to do, because there's in the Pac-10, there's Stanford, which there's going to be everybody on the field might be lined up between the hash marks, and then there's going to be Washington State that's spread from sideline to sideline. So I think you see that more in each conference going forward.
I think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's great. I think it just shows the diversity in college football, and you know, there is no cookie cutter deal in college football that people just, this is what you should do. They just do a wide variety of things, and I think that is actually entertaining.
All right, thank you, Mike. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it. Thanks. Bye-bye.